San Francisco banned private cars from a major section of Market Street yesterday. It's the first step in a plan to make the area safer for pedestrians and bicyclists. KALW's Julia Linus Goodman has more.
Who is ready to walk down a vehicle-free Market Street?
Dozens of people gathered in downtown San Francisco this morning to celebrate the lack of cars on Market Street. Private vehicles are no longer allowed here, from Van Ness to the waterfront.
This is an absolute historic moment. This is no longer a crazy idea. This is something that we can normalize.
Jody Medeiros leads the pedestrian advocacy group Walk San Francisco. They've been working to make Market Street safer for years.
This has been a long time coming, and there's been so many people that have been working on this project for a decade.
More than 100 car crashes happen on Market Street every year. The vast majority involve pedestrians or bikes. Mary Gail Thomas tells me this street used to feel really dangerous.
All I ever wanted was to go out at lunchtime and take a nice little walk, but it was like Frogger downtown trying to get around Market Street and across it.
Now the city has decided to take action with a plan called Better Market Street. It's a multi-year project to make the street safer for pedestrians, bicyclists, and public transit users. Previous car restrictions on Market Street have received opposition from rideshare companies like Uber. But this time around, Uber and Lyft supported the changes. The SFMTA board unanimously approved the project, which was also supported by Mayor London Breed. The street is already transformed today. It's full of bikes, with only public transit and the occasional taxi passing by. Thea Selby says it seems safer already.
I feel better as a pedestrian knowing that the cars are off the street. It means I can cross the street without fear of being run over by a car, and that's a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
More changes are planned for late this year or early next year. Those will include painted pedestrian safety zones and a protected sidewalk-level bike lane. For KALW News, I'm Julia Linus Goodman.